Welcome back to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the movie Mission Impossible, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Dawn.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Heather.
All right, today we're going to talk about minute 3. And I remember last minute I said this is where the minute really picks up. I was wrong. Minute 2 is not where the...
He lied.
It's not where it picks up. Minute 3 is where it picks up.
Ah.
The minute starts with the man we've been watching in the chair falls to the floor. And it ends with the sentence, did we get it? We see the barmaid and the man with the mustache. Now the music cue is telling us something is about to happen.
What's going to happen?
I don't know, Chris. What's going to happen?
This rubber face guy is going to come in all of a sudden.
Wait, there's a rubber face guy?
Yeah, as he walks through the door, he gets all rubbery. It's weird looking. CGI. Early CGI.
The man comes in, goes through a secret door, looks like to a bathroom. He rips off the mask, so we find out that the man with the mustache is in actuality Tom Cruise, the star of the movie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I'm so excited. We now see Tom Cruise, guys.
Tom Cruise.
He ceased to be exciting about a decade ago, I gotta say.
No.
Unless he's
no talking bad about Tom Cruise on Minute Impossible.
Hey, he's still making these Mission Impossible movies, man. So, you know, 20 years later.
And he looks exactly the same.
Well, he looks a little more like the guy in the makeup now, but, you know.
Yeah.
The makeup, which is, by the way, done by Rob Bottin, who's famous for The Howling and The Thing and RoboCop and Total Recall and Legend. I mean, you see his stuff, you kind of know who he is if you know movie makeup.
For 96, this was pretty good makeup.
Yeah, I was definitely impressed. Definitely. I mean, you know, when you're trying to hide that it's Tom Cruise and he still kind of looks like Tom Cruise, it's pretty good.
I love that when he walks through that fake door and is obviously either is handing his mask over. If you look on the back of the wall, you can see a theater. It's a Kiev Ukrainian theater troops set. So it's not even a set that they like IMF'd.
They borrowed it from the Kiev theater.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I wonder how they did. I wonder if they may be there at the theater.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You're right.
In a couple of seconds, Tom Cruise says, get rid of this scum. And when they do that, the barmaid bangs on the wall a couple times and the walls magically open and we're on a soundstage of some kind. And all of the set is starting to be dismantled really quickly.
I have to say that's one of the coolest introductions to a film is to just have a scene and then just break everything apart. That kind of plays with your perceptions of what is real, you know, within the realm of the movie.
Well, especially I think they came up with a great way to get the people who liked the TV show. I assume a lot of people seeing this movie for the first time liked the TV show and they knew there was always a cold open. They knew there was always some crazy twist. So I love that they did the exact same thing. Even though we all going into the movie probably knew who that was with the mustache, it comes out much cooler.
Yeah. And I like, I mean, you can see that you're right. They're on like some sort of soundstage because you see other sets in the background and you see other pieces of furniture and boxes and whatnot.
I bet they rented out under a shell company, the theater.
Yeah.
That stamped that back of that set piece.
I would agree.
What happens next is they go back into the room and we see a syringe with a plunger. And then we see two toughs come in and they come in through the fake wall. They cross the guy's arms and start carting him out. And then we see someone injecting some sort of liquid into the lady that is laying on the bed.
Let's make note that that's Emmanuel Bear. Beautiful, gorgeous, amazing. Love her.
Exactly.
Emmanuel Bear. Yeah. This is our first real shot of her face, which is great because we've kind of seen her from the CCTV camera's view.
And we also saw her thigh at the beginning of this minute. Hello, thigh.
This is a pretty hot thigh.
How are you?
And then there was the really weird part with these are the things you probably shouldn't do with your coworkers. Because in most contexts, that would probably be sexual harassment if you were to run your hands lovingly along your coworker's face.
Yeah, that's a little weird that Tom Cruise sticks his thumb in her mouth. That's not how you wake someone up. It is definitely oddly personal.
Yeah, it's like they're in a relationship.
It's like they're in a relationship that this movie really wanted to push on us.
Yeah.
Is it something where, like, he's making sure she doesn't, like, swallow on her tongue when she comes back to? Or, like, I know that sounds weird.
Well, I feel like if you were going to do that, it would be something else, right? Not a thumb?
And it seems more like she's the one who's pushing her mouth towards his thumb, not the other way around.
She's definitely waking up like she's waking up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very odd. I assume that the drug they gave her that we now know was to fake her death might have made her so out of it that she literally is coming back out like you come out of anesthesia, just not even knowing what's going on.
I gotta say, I don't think that I would just randomly incline my head towards somebody's thumb, even if I was coming out of anesthesia.
Yeah, I've not had that much surgery, but I don't remember. If someone was touching me, I probably would have been a little freaked out.
I've come out of anesthesia 3 times this year already, and I've never woken up like that with any nurses or even people that I knew. So it's more like, where was I? What am I doing?
Understood.
And I knew where I was. That's what's even funnier. So
you had the presence of mind of even knowing where
yes,
you were.
Yes, because I remember blacking out and then waking up. So, you know.
Well, how do you think this happened? Now that we know what this scene was, the scene was to set up this guy to think that this woman had died and then call Tom Cruise with a mustache so that he could help him. And in helping him, he needed to know the name of this Dimitri gentleman. Was the plan, did she probably pick him up at the bar? At the bar?
Yeah, because he said we're at the bar, so she probably drugged him and picked him up and...
Yeah, because he says he doesn't remember him. And in minute one, he says, I don't remember how I got here.
Exactly. And then they made it look like he had killed her or tried to kill her or something like that. So kind of framing him.
Yeah, it's a classic Mission Impossible setup is to frame somebody into thinking they've killed somebody and then get the information from them. Then Claire says she looks at Tom Cruise right in the eye. Oh, I said her name. Her name's Claire.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler.
Oh, we don't know that yet.
Her name's Emmanuel. Emmanuel says to Tom... He looks her right in the face, and she says, did we get it? And then he closes his eyes, and we don't know, because it's the next minute. So, I can't wait to see what we got. We know that Emilio Estevez was able to type into the computer and get the information he needed.
Yep.
And that information said that Dmitry Mediev worked at a consulate in Kiev.
The American consulate.
Anyone have another fun fact?
I like chocolate. From Vosges, specifically.
Well, other than Heather being in love with Emmanuel Beret.
And Ingo Borken Du.
What's her name again?
Whatever her name was.
I don't think it's Ingo Borken Du.
It is Inga Borga Dap Knight.
Inga Borga Dap Knight.
Now, I did notice that the syringe doesn't really have a point to it. It's kind of a dull syringe. So I don't know if they were wanting us to see that or what.
When that syringe goes into her arm, it makes the worst noise ever recorded. It's like a crunching wet sound, and it's awful.
It's probably a mop that they use for the sound design.
Yeah, that makes sense, because skin.
Yeah.
Skin mop. Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, it looks like lead from a pencil.
One of those mechanical pencils.
It could be.
Yeah.
Jonathan? Are you bothered by the word moist as well? Is that like your no-no word?
Well, we're going to cut this part out. I can tell you that right now.
I just have to ask. I'm like,
all right. Then
moist.
Stop.
Moist. Wait,
no, no one's ever going to listen to this podcast ever again.
The shot that they've chosen for Ethan trying to wake her up is rather bosomy, which is interesting as well.
Yeah, It's definitely
interesting or standard movie sexual.
Well, interesting because
standard male gaze.
No, standard Brian De Palma gaze, as we see.
Standard what movies do to women.
Yeah, it's not great. This movie is probably not the best example on every level of what female actresses have to endure.
Again, we're talking about once we realize who the director is, we'll figure out that that's pretty standard for his films.
All right, so I actually have the original shooting script, and they say different words to each other, so we can talk about that right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have Claire saying, did we get it? And Ethan says, we got it. On your feet, Claire. I want to sleep. Can I sleep here? Ethan, walk. Just walk. Start walking. Claire, I'm walking. Ethan, talking's good. Walking's better. Claire, sleeping's better.
Who wrote the script?
David Koepp and Robert Towne.
Yep.
Did they write that gem?
It's not good.
Yeah. Hooray for editing and changing scripts. Yes.
Yep. I assume they shot it and we've just never seen it because an editor and the director said, this is not good. We can't have it.
It's hard to hard cut to that, you know?
It kind of reminds me of the thing where Harrison Ford says to George Lucas, you can write this stuff, but you can't say it.
Yeah, a lot of this, I think also they were trying, again, to push a relationship in the first 3 minutes of the movie. And I think tonally, there's no reason to add that.
No.
Because we don't even know these characters' names yet. And there's no reason for them to be intimate in any way because it makes it very confusing in the next minute. Spoiler.
It's confusing enough with the mouth thumb, you know? So.
The mouth thumb. I think that's what we're going to call that from now on is the mouth thumb.
Yep. The moist mouth thumb.
The moist.
Oh, man. I just vomited in my mouth.
Ooh. Keep the thumb away from that vomit mouth. So.
I think Heather said enough. I actually want her microphone to turn off again.
I'm Dawn.
I'm Chris.
I'm Heather.
And I'm Jonathan.
We'll see you tomorrow.
This message will self-destruct.
That's the one we're keeping.
I don't know.
We're keeping
Oh, no, we're not.
That was great.